Where the Gemara discusses the halachos pertaining to Kiddush, and the Gemara says when one makes Kiddush, mat'imas yayin kolshehu, the Gemara says one is able to just taste a little bit of the wine, and that would be good enough to fulfill the obligation of Kiddush after you recite what has to be said. Then the Gemara says, no, you need a malo lugma. You have to have more than just a little bit of a taste. You have to fill up your mouth with the wine, and that's the only way to take care of this obligation of Kiddush. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion there, Hamekadesh v'tam malo lugma yatsa. The Gemara says, in the end, if you make Kiddush and you drink a malo lugma, that is going to be sufficient. V'imla, but if you drink less than a malo lugma, than a mouthful, then we say, lo yatsa, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So Tosfos says, how exactly do we measure what a mouthful is? Does that mean you have to fill up your whole mouth until the liquid is almost coming out of your mouth? Says Tosfos, no. All it means is you fill up one cheekful. That's considered a malo lugma. How much is that? Well, Tosfos says that's most of the size of a revius. Well, how big is a revius? We're not so sure how big that is either. Big contemporary discussion, but simply a revius is 1.5 eggs. Which eggs are we talking about? Are we talking about the big eggs, the smaller eggs? So that's why we have room for a discrepancy. So generally we assume that when you're making Kiddush, you're supposed to use a cup that holds a revius. Rav Moshe writes that on Friday night, since Friday night Kiddush is more important than Shabbos day Kiddush, so therefore he says Friday night, that revius size should be 4.42 ounces. And Shabbos morning, he says, where we're more makel about the size for the cup of the Kiddush that's used, Rav Moshe writes that 3 ounces would suffice in order to be considered a revius. So basically, a person is supposed to have a cup of wine that holds a revius, and Tosfos writes you have to drink a rov ha-revius, which is a malo lugmav. That's the way the Rambam paskins as well, and the Rush, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Kiddush, that you have to drink one cheekful that's considered to be a malo lugmav, which is a rov revius. Now, does the person making Kiddush have to be the one to drink the wine, or can somebody else do it? If I made Kiddush, but I don't know how to tolerate wine, I don't enjoy wine, can somebody else at the table drink the wine on my behalf? This is a big discussion in the Rishonim. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Sefer HaManhig, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim. The Sefer HaManhig writes from the Bahag. So the Bahag writes that if you have the person makes Kiddush, and then he doesn't want to drink, so he gives the whole cup of wine to somebody sitting next to him. If you do that, says the Bahag, you have to do it over. You're not supposed to do that. If you're the one making Kiddush, you have to be the one to drink. You cannot hand it off to somebody else. And this is quoted in the Tur in Hilchos Kiddush in the name of the Bahag. However, the Rashbam on Maseches Pesachim disagrees, and this is not only the opinion of the Rashbam, but it's the opinion of the Rush, not only the back of the Gemara, but also in the Tshuva, it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that generally we assume that not only do we say that you don't have to drink it on your own, you can give it to somebody else, but the Mishnah Berurah even points out that you can have two different people drink the cup of wine as well, as long as it's going to add up to a malo lugmav, and they drink it within a certain amount of time, that would be good enough as well. The person themselves don't have to be clear, don't have to drink it on their own. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam write as well. Once you have either the Mekadesh himself, or another member of the family, another member of the people sitting at the table, goes ahead and drinks the wine, and drinks the requisite shir for Kiddush, says the Shulchan Aruch, clearly in Hilchos Kiddush, there is no obligation for anyone else at the table to drink wine. It's good enough if one person drinks it, no one else at the table has to. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, it would clearly be a chivuv ha-mitzvah. It would show respect, and it would show an interest in the mitzvah if everybody else drinks as well, but there's no strict obligation for everyone else to drink. It's good enough if one person drinks the wine for the Kiddush, that would suffice. The Brisker Rav has a famous Kiddush where he argued that maybe that's only the case on Friday night, that on Friday night, once one person makes the Kiddush and one person drinks, that would be good enough for everyone at the table, but on Shabbos day, he argues for a halachic reason why he felt that maybe Shabbos day, every person has to drink wine on their own, and if you don't drink wine, maybe you're not Yotzei Kiddush. So some are machmer for the Brisker Rav. My father usually tries, when we have Kiddush at home Shabbos morning, he always tried to tell everybody they should take a little bit of wine or grape juice. But again, if somebody doesn't like to have wine or grape juice, Meikar Adin we hold, there's no reason for everyone at the table to have wine or grape juice. It's good enough if one person drinks the wine. So now, we get into an important discussion. Can other beverages be used for Kiddush? Or do you assume that only wine is considered to be acceptable to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush? So the Gemara discusses using chamar medina. What exactly is chamar medina? How do we identify what chamar medina is? So the general description that we give is, if you had a honorable guest who came to your home and you would put out a drink for them, what would you offer them? What would you offer somebody who you respect, a dignified guest who comes to your home, what would you offer them? That's considered to be chamar medina. So nowadays, what would we say? Somebody comes to your home, so you would offer them perhaps a coffee, some argue, maybe that should be considered chamar medina. That's a given that most people, I think, would offer a coffee when somebody comes to their home or something of that nature. Again, you can discuss the details about what exactly fits into the category of chamar medina, what doesn't. That obviously depends on each and every medina, depends what is available for you and what our society generally would like to be offered when they come to my home. So the Gemara discusses whether chamar medina would be acceptable for kiddush and havdal. Says the Gemara, Mesechim Daf Kuv Zayin, as follows. Ameimar Avdil Ashichra. The Gemara says that Ameimar used to make Havdalah over beer. And that was considered to be acceptable because that was Chamar Medina. When they had an honorable guest came over to their home in those days, the first thing they would bring to the table is a cup of beer, a bottle of beer, and that's what was considered to be the respectable thing to do. Says the Gemara, he made Havdalah on beer. Does that mean you're also allowed to make Kiddush on beer? Or is that something special and unique to Havdalah, but it wouldn't work for Kiddush? So the Gemara goes back and forth, brings conflicting opinions from many different sources, and the Gemara is not clear in there and very ambiguous. What is the psak? How do we hold? Is Chamar Medina acceptable for Kiddush and Havdalah? Maybe it's not acceptable for either. Maybe it's only acceptable for one. Not clear at all. And that's why the Rishonim have a disagreement. How do you understand the conclusion that the Gemara comes to? The Gemara itself is not clear at all. So the Rishonim discuss it. The Rambam is of the opinion in Hilchas Shabbos, and this is also what the Rif writes as well. For Kiddush on Shabbos, you can only use wine. Chamar Medina is unacceptable. That's the opinion of the Rambam, and that's also the opinion of the Rush. Again, very often the Rambam and the Rush follow the same line of thinking. So they came to the conclusion that the Gemara's maskana is you cannot use anything outside of wine or grape juice. Chamar Medina is unacceptable. However, the overwhelming opinion of the Rishonim, and the Rush himself, who paskins this way, also quotes that this is the overwhelming opinion of the Gaonim who came before him as well, is that one is able to use Chamar Medina for Kiddush as well. So this is a very important machlokas Rishonim. How does that play out in Shulchan Aruch? How do we assume la halacha? Again, we have an ambiguous Gemara that's totally unclear whether or not Chamar Medina is acceptable for Kiddush and Havdalah. We have a machlokas in the Rishonim. Rambam says, only Kiddush, you can only use wine, you cannot use Chamar Medina. The Rush argues on the other side and says, absolutely, for Kiddush you can use Chamar Medina as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch, he makes it again unclear. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yei Shomrim this way, Yei Shomrim that way. Some say that you're allowed to use it, some say you're not allowed to use it. Now, we have a general principle that many assume that when you have the Shulchan Aruch who quotes Yei Shomrim, yes, Yei Shomrim no, which one do you follow? So the general assumption is you follow the second Yei Shomrim that he quoted. So he's quoting two opinions. The second one is generally what we assume to be is what the Shulchan Aruch felt. Now here you look in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, Yei Shomrim, you're allowed to use Chamar Medina. Yei Shomrim, you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina. Says the Kaf HaChaim, it seems that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is Chamar Medina is unacceptable for Kiddush. After all, this is the principle that we always follow in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever you have two opinions, and he quotes one first and one second, you generally follow the second one. So that's why the Kaf HaChaim comes to the conclusion that Chamar Medina is unacceptable in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Aruch HaShulchan and others feel that that's not at all his Kavana here. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch means to say. And if you look in the Hemshech of the Shulchan Aruch, he actually elaborates about the opinion of the Rush, and he says, well, maybe you could use Chamar Medina for Shabbos morning Kiddush, but not for Friday night. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan and others argue that the Shulchan Aruch himself, who starts to get into the details about the opinion of the Rush, means that he accepts Chamar Medina for Kiddush on Shabbos morning, although he wouldn't accept it for Kiddush on Friday night. And this is what the Ramah writes as well, that Nagu b'mekomeinu, we have the practice in our communities in Germany that people use Chamar Medina for Kiddush. So now, let's say we assume, like the Ramah, that Chamar Medina is acceptable for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Friday night, again, we try not to. But Shabbos morning, we accept the opinion of the Rush that Chamar Medina would be acceptable. So now a little bit further, and we try to figure out, would schnapps or liquor be considered to be part of that category of Chamar Medina or not? We know that Shabbos morning, many people have the practice to make Kiddush on schnapps. Is that considered to be Chamar Medina at all? Or perhaps it's not. So Reb Chaim Noah, who wrote the Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan, he was a contemporary of the Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Noah writes, I live in Eretz Yisrael, he says. Eretz Yisrael has vineyards all over the place. We are the biggest provider of wine, at his time, he says. And therefore, he writes, Chamar Medina is wine. Chamar Medina is not at all schnapps. You would never have a guest who comes to your house and you put out schnapps on the table. So he writes, if you're living in Russia and it's freezing cold outside and the way they believed you get warmed up is by drinking schnapps, obviously, that's the first thing they would bring to the table. So for the people living in Russia, that would be a Chamar Medina. Or people living in a very cold country, that would be the Chamar Medina. That would be acceptable. However, argues Reb Chaim Noah, now that I live in Eretz Yisrael, and nobody ever would bring out schnapps to the table for when somebody comes to visit them in the house, So therefore, he says that would not be considered part of the category of Chamar Medina, and that would not be acceptable at all to perform your mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos morning. That's where Rav Chaim Nara argues. There's a sefer in the back of Shulchan Aruch, a sefer Nemukei Arachaim. That's written by the Minchas Alazar. It's written by the first Munkacher Rebbe. He was one of the great Gedolim in Hungary in the end of the 1800s till the mid-1900s. So the Minchas Alazar writes that he remembers when the Divrei Chaim, it's said about the Divrei Chaim, this is a Rav, that he used to make Kiddush on Schnapps on Shabbos morning. He says, the Minchas Alazar writes, he remembers when the Divrei Chaim came to visit Hungary. And in Hungary, he says, wine was very readily available. That's what everybody used to have in their homes, not schnapps. He says that the Divrei Chaim was careful to tell people that even though generally I assume you're allowed to use schnapps where I come from, now that I'm in the city, now I'm in Hungary, wherever he was, in Munkacs, I'm careful to use wine for Kiddush on Shabbos morning because after all, I see that wine is readily available here. And I see that Chamar Medina is not generally assumed to be the schnapps that we generally have in my community. And therefore, the Minchas Alazar writes that he remembers the Divrei Chaim himself, who used to make Kiddush on schnapps, was careful when he went to another community not to use schnapps because schnapps was not considered to be Chamar Medina. So again, even if you assume, number one, that Chamar Medina is acceptable to use for Kiddush on Shabbos morning, which as we mentioned, is a big discussion in the Rishonim, a major discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, and not clear at all what the Psak is. But even if you assume it's okay, and even if you assume that schnapps would be considered a part of Chamar Medina, which again is very questionable, it's not clear at all. When I have a guest comes to my house, I'll tell you the truth, I don't even own a bottle of schnapps in my house. Last week, I made someone shidduch 10 years ago. I totally forgot about it. Now they have 3 or 4 children, and I have lost contact with them. And they dropped off last week, was their 10th anniversary, they dropped off a very expensive bottle of schnapps. So I said to myself, what am I going to do with this thing? I'm underage, I can't even drink this thing. And I've been living in a house, nobody's ever come and asked for a bottle of schnapps, nobody's ever asked for a drink. We don't serve schnapps in my house. We have a dry shul and a dry house, I guess. So I called up my in-laws, I said, you take it, what am I going to do with this thing? So even if you assume that Chamar Medina does include in our community schnapps, again, if you're that kind of person, I think most of us would not offer schnapps at the table when somebody comes to visit. And even if you assume that Chamar Medina works, you run into another issue, and that is the following. As we mentioned, when you recite Kiddush, it says in the Gemara that you have to drink a malo lugmav, you have to drink a rov revius, you have to drink most of the cup of wine. So the Marsham, one of the great Gedolim, he was the Rav in Berjan in the 1800s, so the Marsham wants to know what's the story with schnapps. Let's say in our communities, it's freezing cold, he says, and we drink schnapps as Chamar Medina, meaning this is what everybody would serve when somebody comes to visit your house. So what do you do about how much schnapps has to be drank? So he says, after all, we have a story from the Rapshitzer, one of the great Chassidish Gedolim. So the Marsham quotes from the Rapshitzer that Shabbos morning he used to make Kiddush on schnapps, like the Divrei Chaim, and he used to make Kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps. Shot glass of schnapps, what do you mean? That's not big enough. That's not a revius. How do you do that? How can that work? So the Marsham writes that the Rapshitzer used to do this, and he says there's nothing wrong with it. And then he quotes also that he heard that Rav Tzedek HaKohen Lublin, another Chassidish Rebbe, used to do this as well. Must be there's nothing wrong with it. How could it be there's nothing wrong with that? After all, that's not the shear, it's not a revius, it's just a little shot glass. How can that count? So, some Achronim argue that the reason why it works is as follows. The Eshel Avram, the Butchacher, writes in the back of Shulchan Aruch, maybe the reason why it works over there is because, yes, it's true, the Gemara says when you drink wine for Kiddush, you have to have a whole revius, and you have to drink most of the revius, most of the cup. However, he argues as follows, maybe schnapps should be different. Why should schnapps be any different? So he takes us to the Halacha in Hilchas Brachos. The halacha is in Ilchas Brachas, let's say I take a drink, and I don't drink enough water, I don't drink a revius of water, I don't drink a revius of soda, then I don't make a bari nefashos afterward. You have to drink a certain amount of beverage in order to be able to be chayiv in making a bracha achrona. So says the Taz in Siman Reish Yud and Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you have a person who takes a little bit of water, so they don't make a bracha achrona? What if you have a person who takes a shot of schnapps? So you have a shot of schnapps, says the Taz, a shot of schnapps counts for a whole bottle of water. What I want to get from the bottle of water is I want to be refreshed, I want to be energized. When I take a shot of schnapps, that's doing the same job as a whole bottle of water. So therefore the Taz argues, even though it's true by any other beverage, we wouldn't make a bracha achrona if you just drink a little bit and it's less than the shear. When you're drinking a shot glass of schnapps, since that does the trick, that does the job, you would be able to make a bracha achrona and you would be obligated to make a bracha achrona even if you're drinking a little bit. Therefore, says the Eshel Avram, if that's the halacha by bracha achrona, that schnapps would be even less than the shear you would have to make a bracha achrona, That means that schnapps over here would count for kiddush even less than a revius, even less than a shir. Yes, it's true when you're drinking wine or grape juice, you have to have a revius, but schnapps is considered to be so chashev, it's considered to be such a, on a level of its own, therefore we assume even less than that would work. Sounds like a nice argument. The problem is we don't hold like the Taz. Problem is the Magen Avraham there argues on the Taz and he says absolutely not. What do you think? When the Gemara says you have to have a certain minimal shear in order to be required to make a bracha achrona, you think the Gemara means to say, well, it depends what kind of wine you're drinking. If it's a really delicious wine, then you just have to have a little bit. If you have a really amazing soda, so then we're going to say you have to just drink a little bit, then you're chayav in a bracha achrona. If it's something else, then you have to drink more. Says the Magen Avraham, it's ridiculous. Nasata d'bracha l'shiurim. People are going to start making up stories when they have to make a bracha achrona, when not. No! He says, the Gemara says, the bottom line rule is clear by everything. Any beverage that you drink, you're only chayav, you're only obligated in a bracha achrona if you drink the requisite shear. If it's any less than that, doesn't matter what it is, if it's less than the shear, you don't make a bracha achrona. And therefore, if we paskin like the Magen Avraham, which many achronim assume that way, if we hold that way, then you have no place to make an argument here that you should be able to use less than a revius, even though you're using schnapps, because after all, by the bracha achrona halacha, we don't accept that schnapps is any different, so why should we accept that it should be different by kiddush? So, the classical achronim that are generally followed are the, generally followed in other areas of halacha are the chayyadim, the Mishneh Berurah, and here they write as well. The Mishneh Berurah warns that even if a person is going to assume that schnapps is considered part of the category of chamar medina, and even if you're going to assume that chamar medina is good enough for kiddush on Shabbos morning, the chayyadim writes, you have to make sure to pour a revius of schnapps. You have to make sure you have a whole cup of schnapps. And the Mishneh Berurah writes as well, even if you have the whole cup of schnapps, you have to make sure that you drink a malol lugmav, just like you have to drink from that. So I think my father says the story that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once went somewhere, they didn't have wine for Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and generally he was a Litvak, I guess, and generally he didn't follow the Chassidish Menhagim to make Kiddush on a cup of schnapps. So what can he do? He was stuck, that's all he had. So he made them pour a whole cup of schnapps, a whole Kiddush cup, and he had to drink a row of kos. He had to drink most of it in order to fulfill the obligation. Again, it's a major discussion, but it's what to think about. It's what to think about on Shabbos morning. Is it really acceptable to go ahead and use a schnapps instead of as a replacement for wine? Is that really part of Chamar Medina in our communities? And number two, even if it is it good enough to use just a shot glass, or is it really better to fill an entire cup of schnapps the same way you would fill an entire cup of wine or grape juice? Yeah.